Hi there. The word for you today is persist in prayer. In Matthew 6 and 9 we read, "This then is how you should pray." Hey, if prayer came naturally, God wouldn't have to remind us so often to do it, would he? A consistent prayer life calls for crucifying your own selfish nature. But when prayer doesn't seem rewarding, we're apt to abandon it. So, how can you pray and get results? Well, let me share a few things with you. Number one, before you ask, adore. Any prayer that begins with asking can become self-centered and hollow. The Bible says in Psalm 100 verse 4, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." When God's love, goodness, and faithfulness are your starting point, you're lifted out of yourself, your spirit is prepared to connect with God, the content of your prayer becomes more scriptural, and as a result, you get what you asked for. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus directs your attention first to God's name, next to his kingdom, next to his will. After that, we ask for our daily bread. Thanksgiving doesn't condition God to bless you. It conditions you to receive his blessing. Getting the idea? And here's the second thing. When you pray, persist. God's not an automated teller. You're supposed to stay engaged with him until he decides to answer you. This involves an attitude of faith, persistence, and patience. Jesus gave us a parable about a woman who kept pleading with a hard-hearted judge to grant her petition. When she finally wore him down, he gave her what she asked. Jesus had only one purpose for that parable. He says, Luke 18 verse 1, "To show them that they should always pray and not give up." The point is not that persistence forces God's cooperation. It's that God wants you to pray and not quit. When you persist, God will answer. And verse 18 in that parable says, he will answer quickly.